Believe it or not, it's day 116 of hashtag 365, which is so strange. Remember when I started out and I was on like episode 8 or 9, I kept thinking how weird it would be when I was on episode like 232 or 125 or whatever. But actually now that I'm here, just doesn't feel like a big deal at all. Just stoked to be on this journey, if I'm totally honest. Going through a bit of a weird time this week. I think that like, I'm struggling to come to terms with what life will be like as a thin person. I've been overweight for so long. And I guess it's almost like a fear of success as well. It started to set in a little bit. I think when I saw that 16 at the start of my weight, I had this period of like absolute elation and kind of like, this is incredible, I can't believe it. Got really emotional. And sort of since then, a bit of fear has crept in. That fear of success, that fear of kind of like, well, once I'm thin, what then? You know, you kind of do wonder, don't you? Like, as someone who's been overweight for so long, whether perhaps I've made excuses or blamed things on my weight, and suddenly there'll be nowhere to hide. I'll just be a normal weight like everybody else. Well, obviously not everybody else, but you know what I mean? And I don't know. I think if you're someone who sees himself as quite an individual person, which I do, and I don't mean that in a kind of arrogant way or a conceited way, but I do see myself as an individual. You know, I don't see myself as just part of the pack. I never have, really. And I guess having a bit of chunk to me, a bit of weight, kind of weirdly made me stand out. I don't know. Did it? I don't know. Maybe not for the right reasons necessarily. I don't know. Who knows? But you know what I mean? I'm just sort of processing all this stuff because I do feel like a bit of fear has crept in. And with this little bit of fear that's crept in, I feel like I've taken my foot off the gas ever so slightly regarding my kind of focus on this journey. And that kind of makes me a little bit nervous. So that's why I thought I'd just bring it up with you. Air it. Air my dirty laundry, which is what I basically do here on the podcast every day. So yeah, I haven't really figured it out. I'm interested to know if you've experienced a similar thing though. If you're in the process of losing weight, you've lost weight before. Does that make sense to you? I've talked about it before in the podcast, the whole idea of like, hey, big guy, and like your identity being knitted in some way to your physical appearance. Don't know. Weird one. What clothes am I going to wear when I'm thin? Will my whole like outfit and sort of style change? I doubt it. I think I'll wear black skinny jeans and black shirts and black jackets and black shoes and wear black glasses for my entire life. I imagine that's probably the way I'll go. Keep it understated, Bakes. But maybe I've kept it understated because I know black is slimming. Maybe I've got a secret desire to wear, I don't know, luminescent green Spanx. It's unlikely. Anyway, I hope you're having a lovely week so far. I'm getting a little bit nervous about the weigh-in, as I always do. But like I say, just this week doesn't feel like I'm massively on top of it. Tonight is going to be a real test because I'm going to an awards ceremony. And it will go one of two ways. Either I won't win. One of my radio shows has been nominated for an award. Either I won't win and I'll feel really disappointed and bummed out. And then we'll have to spend the whole night trying to not drown my sorrows with food. Or I will win, and then it'll be chimp out the cage, floodgates open, unmitigated chaos. Either way, not good for the calorie count. So wish me luck. I'm going to try my hardest to keep my electronic chimp's cage closed. But we'll see how we get on. And I'll see you tomorrow for day 118. Do you know what? On day 122, which is only 5 days away, we're going to be a third of the way there. Ah, how crazy is that?